This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're halfway home. Up until 12 o'clock every single Saturday, 9 to noon. Warriors here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors This Week, which is featuring Sam Lubman alongside Evan Giddings, Stephen Risotto, Cam Williams in the studio with us as well. Yeah, we've unlocked the trade machine now, Sam. We talked about Jimmy Butler. I think in a vacuum, he's a player that represents to me you trying to upgrade the roster. Whether you want to do it or not is up to you. To me, it's something that there's a little too much cost involved, but I agree with the premise of trying to acquire another star named player. I think the Warriors are in need of essentially help around Curry. And the question is whether they can find that internally or externally quick enough to help steer this season back into the direction which it started, which was looking like a top four, or certainly a top six seed. But the next part of this, too, is, all right, well, if they can't go there, is it Dennis Schroeder? I think he's someone that's less expensive, certainly, than Butler. But the Nets have already thrown out this idea, according to the New York Post, I think, that they want a first-round pick. Now Jake Fisher of Yahoo Sports is reporting that someone like Nikola Vucevic, who's another target that'd be cheaper, obviously, than Jimmy Butler, the Bulls want a first-round pick. I think the Nets would also want far more than just a first-round pick and salary filler for someone like Cam Johnson. So it isn't as if these other players that are not as expensive and, you know, basically, you have to gut your roster for Jimmy Butler, but you have to give up a lot of future draft capital to go get someone like Cam Johnson, Nikola Vucevic, Dennis Schroeder, all of which I believe are good players, but are certainly not the star caliber
They're
that you're looking
mortgage
for.
Mortgage the future kind of player.
Not in my opinion.
No, I'm not
giving up a first round pick for Dennis Schroeder. I'm sorry, I'm not.
No, I don't think he's worth a first round pick at all either. I'll sign off on that.
The Comcast Business Text Line is bringing in a couple names from the 650. Is there anybody else you'd be interested in? Tyrese Maxey, Bruce Brown, Anthony Simmons. Tyrese Maxey, I would get in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. The only issue is I don't really know why Philadelphia would trade him.
No, I don't. That seems like a guy. Unless Philly is just wanting to blow things up completely and go back and trust the process for the next 5 years. I don't think they're going
to
be doing that.
I do think the Sixers will be trying to get off of Paul George's contract as of tomorrow. Again,
Do we really want to go down that one again?
Well, to me, he's the same conversation as Jimmy Butler. Like, I think he's a good player. Is he better than Curry across his career? No. But he might. He certainly gives you another option to close with. And if Kerr is going to do what Curry wanted to do, which I think is what he referenced on Wednesday. I want to get into this sound real quick as far as options for the Warriors. Here's what Curry said about his last shot in Houston.
Man, Dylan was talking the whole 94 feet, and when you find a little bit of space, I shoot that shot all the time. And obviously the way it went down, loose ball, the 50-50 ball into a unreal loose ball foul that changed the game. So definitely probably a couple seconds too early. I like the shot if we make it. If I make it, we're on a plane to Vegas. So I live with it, but tough way to end.
All right, well, there was another quote in which he was talking about offense at the end of games and basically saying we need to simplify our sets. That to me sounds like pick and roll basketball. And players like Jimmy Butler or Paul George or other alphas, essentially, that's the kind of basketball, the brand of basketball that they play. That to me is why you would go and try and acquire a player like that.
By the way, Paul George on the hook for $49 million this year, and he's got three more years.
Yeah, and a lot more after that.
So if you acquire Paul, like Jimmy Butler, you say he's got the out after this year. It's a player option. You could obviously move off of that. Paul George, though, you're marrying yourself to him for the foreseeable
future. Well, the Warriors
were
ready to marry him this summer. And, I mean, they were going to offer him a max contract if the Clippers said yes to that deal.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, there's a part of me that thinks they might have dodged a bullet on that one.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they also might have basically stuck themselves in the play-in. I'm not sure. I think the Warriors overall are comfortable with not having $200 million of Paul George on their ledger.
I just think it's one of those things, like, whatever he gives you this year is great. Whatever he gives you the next 3 years, you're probably not going to be a fan of. That's how I saw it with Paul George, who, again, like Steph, like Draymond, like Jimmy Butler, he's getting up there in age. I believe Paul George is 34 or 35. So
he's 35 years
35,
old.
35, yeah. So, I mean, that's you're marrying yourself to a guy who's going to be making close to, you know, over $50 million in his age 38 season. Those are a lot of numbers there that I just don't like my NBA team being associated with.
Curry's going to make over $60 million in his age 38 season. How about that?
Steph's got a little bit more equity there, but yeah, fair point.
888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings, Sam Lubman with you on Warriors this week. Let's go out to San Francisco in a windy city, I might add. Let's talk to Gloria, wants to get into the aftermath of the Houston loss. Gloria, thank you for holding on. How are you?
Well, I pulled over to the side. The wind is very gusty, and I wanted to really collect my thoughts and chime in on this topic. A little wet, but glad to be in online with you guys.
It's
hurt
good
my
that you pulled off
to
the side,
that,
too, for safe driving purposes as well, Gloria. That's very smart of you as well.
Thank you. I won't lie. It hurt my feelings to see the Warriors lose in that fashion twice. They couldn't get a shot off in the 24-second clock. It made me think that they were playing the Pistons from the old days when defense was just stifling opponents. And I was thinking, do I give Houston this much credit? Or is it the fact that the Warriors' offense is just that god-awful at a time when they needed a set play? With that being said, it was stated earlier that the Warriors, because they lost, they could get some much-needed rest. They could sleep in their own beds. They can have practice. I am on board with that, and I hope that it can make them better for the games coming up. With that being said, I am definitely fatigued on the roller coaster ride that Wiggins takes me on. I know he plays good defense. I know he can score 16 to 18 points. When he does that, we chime in on how good he is. But it's so inconsistent. But with that being said, who can we get, right? If you get someone like a Butler, you have to trade your depth. I want to see Kuminga step up, but his ball handle is just, it's atrocious. And when I see him play within the scheme of the Warriors, it's a little jittery. It's herky-jerky a little bit. So I'd like for him to get a little more fluidity. Does that mean more time? So I guess I subscribe to the Schroeder. I like his ball handle. I like how he could set up plays. I think he would fit this team. Like you all said, I wouldn't give up a first-round pick for him. But if there was any way where we wouldn't lose our depth, if we could get him, I think he would help Steph out tremendously. I wish we have a little more rim protection. And I would just probably roll the dice with this team and see what we could get in the February, the trade deadline. Can we pick up some size where we could be better rim protectors? And then just trust in the fact that Dunleavy could pick some better players to go with the scheme moving forward. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Thanks, Gloria. Stay safe out there. Everybody stay safe. It's a windy day in the city. Yeah, I think, I think that the Houston game leaves everyone with a sour taste in their mouth because it's not the first time we've seen it. But that was the first time, Sam, that I remember seeing the ball being in Curry's hand as much as it was in the final 4 minutes. Basically, they just gave him the ball every single time. And them not being able to get a shot on consecutive possessions or multiple possessions. Like, they had two 24-second shot clock violations, a turnover, and a missed three. They blew that game. And it was the first time that I can really remember thinking they blew that game because they basically leaned too much into Steph Curry. I've never felt like that before in my life. You talked about it early in the first hour that this is the first season you've seen Curry really age. Curry looked old in the final 3 minutes against the Houston Rockets. He hasn't looked old over the course of the season, but increasingly so, he's going to look older, and those moments are going to happen. That's the reason why I think the Warriors are trying to go get another big-name superstar. It is as much about pairing him with Steph as it is Steph might need not just a running mate, but a player that's better than him in those situations alongside to help carry the team home because he can't do it anymore consistently.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it is getting to that point there. He does need that extra score to kind of help him out there. I think that kind of gets into, another interesting trade option that was brought up yesterday by Bobby Marks. I believe we have that sound if you want to play it, about Zion Williamson. There's that name again. If you want to play this, we can play the sound first. Just
throw to it. I got it.
There we go. Let's hear what Bobby Marks had to say on ESPN yesterday.
I've always circled, and we talked about it earlier in the week, Golden State would be certainly that team there for Zion here. And here's why. If you're looking for that next superstar that maybe can have that upside, I think Williamson could be that guy if he's healthy. And when you look at it, what would New Orleans or Golden State have to go give out and trade? Andrew Wiggins certainly is that big trade number. And then you look at it certainly from a player like Brandon Podziemski, for example. And then we're going to put Kevon Looney in there. And that works there. So certainly Golden State, if you don't have to give up and you're looking for that potential all-star out there on a low risk there.
Like those names there, Podziemski, Kevon Looney. But yeah, I know. What's your thought about that? Wiggins, Pods, and Loon for Zion trade.
That's a very interesting deal. And the more I think about it, oh God, it's hard for me to say yes. And the reason is because of injury concerns. Zion Williamson has essentially played one full season. And when he has, he's been unbelievable. Last year, I think he played more than 70 games. He was healthy. I think the New Orleans Pelicans advanced past the Lakers in the play-in if he finishes that game, in which he was unbelievable. He was incredible. Zion Williamson, to me, is a bona fide superstar when he plays.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't play.
Yeah.
And right now, he's dealing with the same chronic hamstring issue that kept him out for over 50 games 2 years ago.
Yeah. No, Zion Williamson, games played since he came into the league as the number one pick in 2019. 24 games as a rookie, 61 games in that 2021 season. Did not play the 21-22 season. 29 games in the 22-23 season when he was an all-star. And then, of course, 70 games last year and so far 6 games this year. So, yeah, the availability concerns, absolutely an issue. I think you mentioned earlier he's dealing with a hamstring injury this year. That has been very recurring for him. That's been hard to get him on the court. The reason I say yes, though, to a Zion Williamson trade is that if a Jimmy Butler trade is going all in for the right now, and if it falls short, then you're picking up the pieces, you know, forever afterwards. The Zion Williamson trade, I feel like, gives the Warriors the best chance to get a trade that can help them for the now, but also can set them up for success in the future. He has 3 years left on the current deal that he has, so you would have him for a little bit while longer. And I feel like, again, he's 24 years old right now. I mean, talk about Jonathan Kuminga. You know, he's 22 years old. He's got so much more to go. Add two more years onto it, and you just that's where Zion's at. So there's still a lot of basketball left for Zion there, a lot of room left for him to get better as a player. And if the goal is to, you know, keep this train on the tracks and running smoothly in the post-Steph years, a guy like Zion Williamson, who has that superstar potential, that is a great guy, I think, that you can build the next generation of Warriors basketball around, especially if you're able to kind of keep, if you keep Jonathan Kuminga, you got size there. Obviously, there's other, you know, parts of the roster you'd have to address, but between Kuminga and Zion, I think you got guys you can start building around there as Steph and Draymond fade into the final days of their career.
So I agree, but and this is where I actually differ from Bobby Marks. So again, we talked about this, right? The two big contracts that the Warriors could move, I think everyone just assumes it's going to be Wiggins, right?
That seems to be the assumption, yes.
If you trade for Zion Williamson this season, I would actually prefer to include Draymond Green over Andrew Wiggins. And the reason is, if you trade for Zion, you're officially building for the future, because you cannot rely on him being available in 2024. You might not be able to rely on him being available next season, but the benefit is that you get a Zion Williamson that is under contract through his age 27 season through 2027-28. I don't think Draymond Green is going to be as effective of a basketball player at that point. Stephen Curry might not be effective of a basketball player at age 40 by the time that Zion's contract is up. If you're trading for that risk, that question mark, it's because you're looking beyond this year. You're right. You're not just building for this season. In fact, I think you might put yourself in a worse position for this year, because the hamstring issue, again, is something that has plagued him throughout his career. Injuries have plagued him throughout his career. That's a high-risk, high-reward move that I don't think necessarily benefits you this year, but you pair Zion with Kuminga, with Wiggins, with Curry. To me, I would think more so about something, including Draymond than Wiggins in a deal. If that's what you want to do, I would include Draymond's contract instead of Wiggins.
No, you actually make a lot of sense there, because I do think there's almost kind of some redundancies there too with Draymond and Zion in terms of just kind of what skill sets they bring to the table. And Wiggins, where you do need that shooting. Wiggins does have that shooting ability there that would be able to kind of add that extra space for Zion as well. And I'll be honest, when I look at bringing a Zion Thuray trade, I'm banking on that Warriors culture that we've seen over the last few years kind of kicking in and working its magic there. And that's a lot harder to quantify. But we've seen in the past the Warriors have brought guys in and just provided a better situation for them. Andrew Wiggins is a perfect example of that. Andrew Wiggins was considered a lost cause for the longest time in Minnesota. He comes here to Golden State and he's found a second life in his career. And so I'll be banking on that to kind of happen with Zion. Maybe that's a lot to bank on as well. You know, Dr. Rick Celebrini, you're going to have your work cut out for you getting Zion healthy there with that hamstring. But that's where I try to think about this, how Joe Lacob would approach it. And, you know, if I'm Joe Lacob, I'm thinking about what is the best avenue to the next championship. That's what I'm thinking about. And if there really is no legitimate avenue right now, despite all the resources you have, if that still is not enough, then I'm not going to pivot and try and throw all the assets into winning right now if there's just no pathway there. So the next best path is, how do you keep moving this train forward? Because when Steph retires in a few years, you know, Joe Lacob's still going to be here. Joe Lacob's still going to have a team that he has to run, that he has to, you know, make win basketball games. And when you can kind of, you could play it out with Steph, and then when Steph and Draymond retire and ride off into the sunset, start over fresh, kind of like what the Oklahoma City Thunder did a few years ago, and they started kind of stockpiling draft picks. We've seen how that's worked out for them. Or, so you take that approach, it's a bit longer, or you speed it up a bit with a building block like Zion. So, yeah, I think it's, if you're going after a Zion Williamson, you're basically taking the risk for this year, but whatever the risk is this year, the next 2-3 years, I think you put yourself in a position to, I think, still keep this thing going, and then move that then you could transition the Warriors from the Steph era to the Zion era. Maybe it's a Zion Wiggins era, something like that, but it sets you up both now and long term. This is why I feel is the most advantageous trade for the Warriors to kind of pounce on right now.
Well, but you're also risking getting a player that is played 190 games in 5 years. From his age 19 to age 24 season. Like, yeah. Ideally, this is when Zion should be the most healthy in his entire career. The thing about Wiggins, and yes, right, he was somewhat of a reclamation project. He was a toxic contract at the time the Timberwolves wanted to get off. He also never missed a game. Like, Andrew Wiggins, I think this gets lost in his career. Andrew Wiggins was an Iron Man, and I think that's been kind of rewritten because of the last few seasons and some absences because of off-the-court issues. But Andrew Wiggins, I think, only had one season or two before he got to Golden State, in which he didn't play all 82 games. Like, he played a lot. And so while he might not have been an effective player at all times, he was always available. And that's something that Zion Williamson can never say, because he has averaged less than 40 games through his first 5 seasons in his career. That, to me, is a big red flag. And I think the reason why he's even available in the first place. So you are taking a big swing, but Zion is a guy that I would be hesitant to move for unless you're okay with potentially not competing this season, because I can't expect him to be on the floor.
No, and that is the biggest issue.
Like, you might, yeah. If you trade for Zion Williamson, I don't care whether it's Wiggins or Draymond, whoever you want to move off of, and you have to add other players too. But,
and draft picks.
Sure. You risk not making the postseason this year. Like, you risk being a lottery team this season because he's not available. That's where the New Orleans Pelicans are. They're at the bottom of the Western Conference because they can't stay healthy. So if you trade for that player, to me, you're trading for next season and beyond. And while he's a great talent, I think when he's on the floor, he might even be better than Curry at his advanced age, potentially. But that's a Joey Gallo swing, dude. Like,
it comes down to, do you think you could get him healthy? And that's unfortunate question. I think only the Warriors can really answer right now. I don't know. I don't know how healthy. Again, I look at the situation: is he not good to go, or is this a situation where it's a 5-21 Pelicans team? And it's like, why are we rushing Zion back for a team that's going nowhere right now? You bring him onto a team that actually has potential in the future. Maybe that changes things. I'm not saying he gets miraculously more healthy, but it's just a different situation, different culture. I want to see if the Warriors can cook something up there with Zion. At least just give it a shot, because I don't know what other options you really have in terms of just kind of being able to beef up the roster now and in the future.
Well, let's try and sneak Steel Toe and San Mateo in as a trade offer for the Golden State Warriors. Steel Toe, what's going on? Thanks for hanging on.
Yeah. Thank you, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm out on Zion. The one I think is the best kind of trade offer, and a guy who's in his prime, and it'll help everything that the Warriors really lack in ball handling and getting rid of the turnovers, and real bucket getter. He's in his prime right now, and he's up there like with Alexander and almost Anthony Edwards. Is we need to trade for De'Aaron Fox. That guy could get anything he wants. He could assist anywhere. He's got the ultimate ball handling. That have those two guys, Steph Curry and Fox, could probably be better than Garland and Donovan Mitchell up in Cleveland. They can even compete with Dallas with the 2 point guards over there with Luka and Kyrie. I mean, that'll be the best two ball handling combination in the whole league, and no more turnovers, and De'Aaron Fox can hit free throws. He could score in the paint. He could do everything all those guys can't do. Butler and Paul George. I just think De'Aaron Fox is the perfect guy to get right now while the Kings are desperate. Thank you.
I got you, Stilto. Let's kick that around on the other side, because I think he's in the same category as a Zion. Obviously a little bit different player, but this idea of trying to trade to get younger as opposed to picking out one of these established superstars, is that an avenue for the Warriors to go down? 888-957-9570 is the number. Big Smoothie in Oakland. Please hang on through the break. We'll get you on the other side. We got to hit a break here, though. Sam Lubman in for Dan Devone with Evan Giddings on Warriors This Week. We're back after this, 95.7 The Game.